Rory, a draw turns on a win in the dying seconds. What a feeling.
Amazing feeling. Nothing beats a last minute goal. An absolutely brilliant goal as well. And the players deserve enormous credit. I'm so proud of them. I see what they put in on a weekly basis. I see how much it means to them. And again, really pleased for Danny Mullen because he's had to be extremely patient. But he's got some huge goals for us. I think that's his sixth league goal of the season. So he should be really proud of himself, conducts himself brilliantly, comes in every day, last off a training pitch. But listen, been a group effort. We've had a good couple of weeks, and we set ourselves up nicely to attack the last 13 league games.
You started off okay. You're always a threat. You're always on the front foot, but a defensive error led to the penalty and then the rebound being put in. But you responded well straight away after that, and from that, you always looked really threatening going forward.
To be honest, we didn't start the game well. First 15 minutes, they were the better team. We were sloppy, but from the minute that they went in front, we responded brilliantly. Pat should have scored. And then we score from the resulting corner, and then we've had the upright. We've had some chances. Second half against the breeze, we had all the chances. So the players deserve enormous credit.
Talking about the winning goal in the dying seconds, where it was your substitutes that you brought on, a great knockdown from Cameron McKenna, and a fantastic finish from Danny Mullen.
It's a brilliant goal, and I just felt that there was an all or chance in it for us, and we kept believing and we kept driving. And when you've got quality. And to be honest, there's very few others that you'd want the ball to land in a situation like that, and he's put it away brilliantly.
It's actually quite a couple of years, Rory, since Derry had three league ones on the trot. That's a magnificent wee run going under the break.
Well, it was only last year. We had three league ones in the spin. It's the first this season. I'll keep you right, Dermot. listen, it's brilliant. It's ones are hard fought in this league, as we've seen. It's been a extremely competitive league, and to get three league ones in the spin in this league is difficult, and the players deserve all the credit.
And just a word on Cameron McJanet of Grimsby has been reported to be in contact. Rory, what's the situation?
Well, the clubs are speaking. Cameron's an English lad. He's been an amazing servant to this club. His contract's up at the end of the season, so we'll see what develops. But he's a great lad, and he's been great for the club, so whatever happens. And if he does leave, it'll be with our best wishes.
And you have all our options for centre half and left back roles, don't you?
Well, we've really good options in that department. Shane and Mark Connolly have been outstanding over the last few weeks. Sam Todd is going to be a top centre back in this league. Kieran Cole can play inside, so we're not. If Cameron does, nothing's finalised at all, but if Cameron does move on, we have good options, and we might look to add. We'll see.